Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Richard Sherman Podcast, presented by FanDuel. It might be cold, but the sports calendar is heating up, and there's no place better to get in on the action than FanDuel. The app is safe, secure, and easy to use. When you win, you'll get paid fast. FanDuel has lots of ways to play, like the spread, money line, over-unders, team totals, player props, and so much more. And FanDuel is now live in Maryland, so use promo code RS and download the FanDuel app today to start making every moment more.
21 and up in select states. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable free bet that expires 14 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Volume.
Well, welcome to the Richard Sherman Podcast. I got an amazing guest today with us. We got Quinnen Williams of the New York Jets. 8 sacks this year. You're balling.
I'm trying, man. Thank you for having me. It's just an honor being on this show, man. Great guy like yourself, man. I hear so much about you through Coach Sala and just a lot of film. I know when Coach Sala tried to coach up Sauce Gardner, like, he shows a lot of Seattle Richard Sherman, bro. Tackling skills is unbelievable. Cover skills is unbelievable. Just honored to be on this show with you, bro.
Man, I appreciate that, man. I've been watching y'all this year. I've been cheering for y'all every week. I'm a Jets fan right now. Get me a jersey. Get me in the stands. I'll be so grateful when y'all win, man. It's so good to see. Salah's such a good human being. Brick's a good human being. Rick, y'all got a great coaching staff. It's cool. You know, you've been there 4 years. You've seen the ups. You've seen the downs. What's been so different this year?
I haven't really had too many ups, man, this year, bros. But, man, it's unbelievable, bro. The culture itself from top down, man, is just having a winning mindset, a winning culture. And just the staff, like you just named a few guys, like Brick and Kosala and Ricky and all the culture staff, they got a winning mindset, man. I feel like the biggest thing that you can have when you're carrying the team is your leaders, your generals, your sergeants. If those guys are ready to go to war, man, everybody going to be ready to go to war. So we got unbelievable coaching staff, unbelievable guys they brought in, like the draft picks and just the different free agent guys they brought in. Just everybody have a winning mindset and want to see each other succeed. And I think that's the biggest thing from the past year to this year is just really different. So,
and it's different what you bringing. You know, you out there performing. Oh, yeah. Don't try to downplay what you doing. Yeah. You out there killing.
I'm doing my thing, man, but I feel like I'm just doing my job at the end of the day. And we got some unbelievable guys who give me the opportunity to get sacks and they'll start at a defensive line to get sacked, like DJ Reed, Sauce Gardner, and CJ Mosley, all these guys. Like, without those guys, like, it's no type of nothing can happen because the quarterback just playing 7-on-7 out there, bro, where you got guys that covering on the outside like they cover. It let us feast up front. So thank you for them guys, for real.
Hey, that's leadership right there. That's what people don't understand. Leadership is appreciation. It's appreciation to everybody. Everybody got a job to do, and I'm grateful that y'all doing it so it can help me do my job.
It can help me do it, yeah, exactly.
And early in the season, you know, they tried to make a big, you know, blow up about what you said, and, you know, you wanted to rush ball. And that's the way I've been taught football since, yep, I've been in the league. hey, rushers, y'all rush four. We're going to cover in the back end. If y'all can't get there with four, we'll send more. But it's going to be tougher on everybody.
Exactly. And that, yeah, like you said, like it I should have had them a totally different way. Especially, but I was like I've been losing a lot, and just a lot of frustration came out of me, especially knowing the guys that we have in our room and just working with these guys and the guys passionate about pass rush and passionate about dominating football games. And also, man, I believe in those guys. Now, it was one of those things I wanted to challenge, like the coaching staff, just challenge the defensive line coach in general, like put it on us, let us mess it up. You know what I'm saying? That's the biggest thing, because it Coach Sala has a resume saying, like, I can rush for it. 2019 San Fran team was like, I can rush for and win with four. And I feel like we had that same type of caliber guys in our defensive line room and wanted to utilize us more in that same exact way. And we've been doing it lately, man, and it's been a fun game, fun opportunity. The whole defense been having fun, and Coach Sala especially been having fun. We make big plays, man. Facts and different things like that, man. So we just got to be consistent and keep it rolling, I feel like. So
it's a whole different experience for what the league is when you win it, ain't it?
Yeah, way different, way different than I'm used to.
Hey, well, it looked good on you, you know. In college, obviously, you had a lot of success, you know. Y'all boys had, y'all won the Natty, you know, you were killing, you got drafted high, you were the AFC player of the month for October. So let's not act like, you know, you some spring chicken out here. This is you getting it done at a high level. But tell me about the culture. You know, you talked about it a little bit earlier and how that's changed. You know, there's leadership. There's CJ Mosley been there, you know, with y'all grinding, you know, but you got guys like Quan Alexander came in. You got guys like DJ Reed's come in, veteran guys, Jordan Whitehead has come in. And how have those guys made an impact?
They make a tremendous impact, man. Just the guys that they brought in who's really used to winning, because if you want to be honest, I was used to losing in the NFL, just playing with Jets. But we brought in so many guys who was used to winning at a high level in this NFL. Even like Joe Flacco was an amazing guy that we got on our team in general, not just the offense, but the defense side, who just bring experience on what he see, what he don't see. And like you said, like Quan Alexander, a guy who used to winning, who used to doing the right things the right way and off the field and on the field. And just like a lot of guys you just said, there's guys who coming in who used to winning and used to doing the right things in the right way, that can spread throughout the whole entire organization and spread throughout the whole team. And also the coaching staff themselves, man. Like, a lot of people just think it's the players, but the coach staff themselves, man, these coaches is unbelievable, especially the way Brick played 10 years in the NFL. So he's one of those open-minded coaches who willing to listen to the players and willing to adjust different things for the players and their experience. So this coach staff that we have is unbelievable when it comes down to putting the players in the position to win, to do what they love to do, and also calls that help players and help us in general use our best ability to the right way. So
it's a reason why certain teams win so much, why certain players win so much, because it's about the things that you're talking about. It's about preparing the right way. It's about trusting your teammates. It's about respecting your teammates and having an appreciation for, like, hey, they make a big play. It's not about me. Sure, I'm going to play well. I'm going to do my thing. But I'm going to be just as happy when my teammates make a play. Because it's us together. It's a unit. And I think, like you said, you've lost for it. You can see the difference when you win it. Everybody treats each other different. Like everybody talks to each other different, even when you got some adversity going.
Mm-hmm. And definitely, like, winning means a lot. That's all we do this sport for. That's all we all competitors. But if you play football just to play football, like just to be out there, it's like, why are you out there? Like, everybody who's a competitive, everybody, even in business where you want to win, no matter what, man, they're just an aura of the thing. So when you lose, nothing's fun losing. So having guys that want to win and go out there to do the things for you to win, personally and win as a team is a great thing to have.
A rising tide lifts all ships. When you win it, everybody eats. Everybody going to eat. Everybody going to get their money. Everybody going to get their awards. It looks good. It feels good. Your family talk to you different. Everybody want to come to the games now.
Yeah.
How you feeling about the quarterback situation? Obviously, you know, some things have changed. Mike White came in there and played a good game, but it had to be a bit of a shock in the locker room when they came and told y'all they benched Zach. How did the team receive that?
We have an amazing team, amazing coaching staff in general, man. One of those things, like, stuff happens in the NFL. This is a professional league, man. Things that are out of my control, especially that being on the offensive side. But all I could do is, man, do my job first and foremost and just support both of them because they both on my team. They both a brother of mine. I want to see both of them succeed no matter who's in and who's out. And I just want to see the offense succeed in general. So from a personal aspect, I can only do what I can control and only support both of them in each and every way.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So you've been in the league 4 years. Who's the toughest quarterback to sack so far?
The toughest one to sack?
Where you didn't just came free and you just like, bruh, if you don't just sit still so I can get you on the ground.
It's funny because I was thinking a lot about Justin Fields when we had to play Chicago last week. So I'm like, oh, man, I'm watching the film and stuff. Like, I'm like, oh, man, he's going to be hard to get down. But the toughest one I had to think, you would think I played Lamar twice. I played Kyler Murray in college. But Josh Allen is so hard to tackle just because he's so physical.
Right.
And I played him a lot playing for the Jets and he played in Buffalo. I played him a lot and he's physical. Like, he'll see you running at him. He'll be like, okay, bet. Like, I'm finna run him over and then throw the ball. Like, so it's one of those things. Like, he's a huge physical man and he's probably one of the hardest guys to sack. So
I agree. I mean, we caught him running one time and he lowered his shoulder pass. And I said, oh, it's a quarterback? Like, you think you about to lower your pass? Like, get going. Bye. Yeah. I woke up, you know, you see the little blinks, and you're like, hey, wait a minute now. Hey, come on. What we doing? But y'all got two goddamn Bama quarterbacks in your division. That's kind of crazy.
Yeah, that is. That is funny, man. It's just to see these guys succeed. Like, I've seen both of these guys grow, and I know they've seen me grow tremendously from college and different things like that. So to see a lot of Bama guys in the NFL, especially these two quarterbacks we got, I got very good personal relationships with both of them, and just half of them were both of them. So
it got to be cool. That's what I was about to say. It got to be cool going to college and then coming in the league and having success and then seeing your guys that you just battle with. You got to go against them, but you're happy to see their success. Like, do y'all keep in contact or everybody kind of go their separate ways?
Mostly, a lot of Bama players that I've played with, we all keep in contact, man. If it was from, like, especially like from a walk-on to a scholarship player, different things like that. Every guy who makes the NFL, every guy in general that you do those hard fourth quarters, the hard workouts at college, it builds a bond, like, and winning national championship build a bond like no other. So we definitely keep in contact.
That's pretty cool. Hey, you playing with your brother now. Got to be pretty cool. Like, I always wanted to play with my brother. I thought it'd happen one day, obviously not in the league, but to play in the league with your brother, that's cool.
Yeah, it is phenomenal, man. People be like, I mean, how is it? It's a headache sometimes because it's like one of those things, like, we get into it, but it's like a brother get into it. It's not like a regular player get into it.
Right.
It's like, make that tackle. I know you better than that. You're like, I got you. You're like, well, if you got me, make it tackle then. Like, right. Those things. Like, you can talk to each other in a whole different aspect of you can talk to them. But like I always tell people, man, like we all brothers in that locker room and we try to make that chemistry and get that same feeling. Like me and my brother, we know each other like the back of our hand because we grew up with each other. And we just try to get that same personal feeling with each and every person on their defense to make us a close-knit group so we can all have that same conversation, the same disagreements, and get on page and hold each other to the same accountable like I can with my real brother. So
Yeah, that's honestly how we were in Seattle at our best, you know.
Cam Chancellor and I was telling him, I'm like, I'm doing a little podcast with Rich Sherman today. He was like, ask him about Cam, how Cam was.
Bro, that's like my brother. I still talk to him to this day. I'm about to probably go to lunch with him today. We had love and respect like we were real brothers. Like it was such a deep love and a deep respect and a deep regard and a deep care for one another that even when you're on the field, stuff going bad, it's like you out there with your brother and stuff bad. Like, hey, bro. Yeah. Hey, we got to come out of this one now. Look, we got to pull it out. Or when they struggling, when a bad play happens, it ain't like you come up to them like, bro, you suck. Like, all right. It's like, brother, I know you better than that. Let's get up off the ground. We going to handle it. Like, hey, come on. They got to deal with us again this play. Like, and it's a different, it gives you a different kind of confidence out there when you playing with people like that. And you know, they got your back. You know, they know your family. They know your kids. They know your wife. They know you, like, they know what you've been through. You know, they come to your camps all the time. So when you try to build that kind of culture, it takes a little bit of work, because when the guys have a little charity event, or they having something, or their kids having a birthday party, you show up, you know, just like you would your brother. Your brother kids having a birthday party, your nephew having a party, you're going to be there. And so Cam is an amazing human being. Like, there's not more a much more violent human being on the football field that I've ever met. Somebody who just wants to do harm. That boy was destructive out there, but off the field is a amazing, a gentleman, a sweetheart, a good friend, a good brother, a good dad, man. It's one of the best people I know. You went from Tuscaloosa to New York City. Right? That got to be one of the most drastic changes ever.
It was really different. But at the same time, I'm a guy, I'm not that real. I'm not too fond of like the city life and all that, like partying and stuff and like doing all that different stuff like that. So it was really easy for me, man. It was really strictly. And then I came from a program like Alabama was really strict on like discipline and commitment and different things like that. So I just learned so much at Bama. So when I got to the NFL, it was like, okay, I had success at Bama with this. So I'm going to just transfer all this over to the NFL. And I'm going to keep the same schedule, the same routine, the same tradition, the same everything. And hopefully I have success with that blueprint in NFL. So I just been doing that on the same thing, man, since college. So, I really had to have the drastic change of being in the city. But it is different just going to the city and being like having the resources to go to any steakhouse you want to, any shopping you want to, and different stuff like that is super dope.
That is super dope. How about the comparison between Saban and Saleh? You know, obviously, they two different styles of coaching.
Sun and the moon. Man, like, both of them are unbelievable defensive mind coaches when it comes down to just defensive mind and different things like that. Both of them is, like, want to see you win each and every day. But Coach Saleh is a real personal person when it comes down to want to see you succeed and celebration and different things like that. Coach Saban is, he want to see you succeed and different things like that. But you can see Coach Saleh's, like, personality each and every day, like, walking down the halls and I'm just asking you different questions, just trying to be like in your personal life, trying to put yourself in your shoes and different things like that when it comes down to a head coach. And I just want to see you succeed on a whole new level, just other than football or sacks or different things like that. He wants to see you as a leader, as a man. He's always that person that want to see you get better in different fields. Like we always do this thing called JOT, is just one thing that he loves doing. It's basically like he give you something that you can get better at. And when you get better, they come back to him and find another thing. And he never run out of things for you. Like, I asked him the other day, like, Coach, like, after the bye week came across, I was like, Coach, I feel like I got my pad level down because I had a big problem with rushing with pad level. That's straight up because I try to learn from Chris Jones all the time. Chris Jones
different. Chris Jones.
I got to get my pad level down on some and different things like that. He was like, Q, you got your pad level down. Now you can work on attacking the double teams. Like, I have a problem with attacking double teams and just staying strong in double teams and stuff like that, because I be wanting to make the play so fast that I can tend to get out of my gaps and different stuff like that. And it's like, as a coach who really pays attention to all 53 players in that aspect, to know each and everybody weakness, and then once they get their weakness or strength, their next weakness, and then their next weakness is like unbelievable as a coach.
That is really cool, because they deal with a lot. They got a lot on their plate. Yeah, they still sitting there.
So it's like, for you to know all this stuff about each and every player, that's like, That's unbelievable to me.
That's cool. And that's growth on you. You know what I mean? Because it's hard for people to receive coaching sometimes. You know, some dudes be sitting there like, I got all the answers. Like, oh man, he don't think I'm that good. It's like, no, he thinks you're great. He just thinks you could be better than that too. You know?
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Football season is heating up, and now is the perfect time to download FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Because right now, new customers get a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. That's free bets back if your first bet doesn't win. Just sign up with promo code RS. FanDuel has tons of betting options for each game. You can combine your bets for a chance at a bigger payout with a same-game parlay. Get paid your winnings fast. So sign up today with promo code RS for your no-sweat first bet. Make every moment more this season with FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NFL.
21 and up in select states. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable free bet. It expires 14 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
That's a cool thing to hear, man, because that's something that we worked on every day. You know, it's about getting better every day. It's like picking something to work on every single day and attacking it with enthusiasm and aggression and finding a way to continue to help elevate your team, to elevate yourself. And y'all doing that, man. You doing that in a big way. And you got this, your My Cause, My Cleats is about to come up, and you working with the American Cancer Society. Tell me about that.
The first thing I wanted to do when I got drafted was become American Cancer Society ambassador. I'm not an ambassador, but just to work with the American Cancer Society and different things like that. And they let me become an ambassador, and I do so much with like breast cancer. My mom passed away from breast cancer, and that's a huge thing in my family and different things like that. And I wanted to just continue because I've been through that personally twice because my mom had cancer twice. And just wanted to do anything I can do to make research to breast cancer or help breast cancer or bring awareness of breast cancer. And I partnered with the American Cancer Society and they helped me become an ambassador for breast cancer. And they like basically give me the blueprint to do like so much stuff and give me the opportunity. I'm just so blessed to have this opportunity to reach so many people with breast cancer and different things like that and change so many people's lives. Who has been affected or has breast cancer and different things like that. So my cause, my cleats, it was like, I'm going to do American Cancer Society. I did American Cancer Society last year, but this year I wanted to do something a little different. I can't wait to see the design, but I want to do one whole shoe dedicated to straight breast cancer and pink and the different things like that. And I got like men wear pink on the side and fight breast cancer with a pink boxing glove and different stuff like that. And then one shoe, I got an American Cancer Society and the different colors that they stand for, because it's not just one cancer. I specialize in one cancer, but bring awareness to all cancers and different things like that. So,
yeah, I mean, I feel that's a beautiful thing. You know, they need all the help they could get. You know, it's obviously something that's very devastating to a lot of families. And it's awesome that you're using your platform to help as many people as you can.
Definitely.
And bring awareness. And I also heard you got some merch coming out. You know, you got some new merch. I got to get me a shirt. Extra large. I'll be coming to see y'all on the 22nd. So I'm coming to get my shirt.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to definitely have it ready for you. But, yeah, I got a chance to do my own merch and different stuff like that, come up with a logo. And me and my wife sat down and just sketched different things out, sketched different ideas out. So I got this dope shirt coming out with, like, New York Iron shirt. And it's like me inside of an Iron Man suit because I'm a huge Iron Man fan. And people ask me, like, oh, if you could compare yourself to somebody, like, who would it be? And I'd be like, I think it's Iron Man because, like, I'm so, like, cool and chill outside of my uniform. But, like, when I put that uniform on and put that Iron Man suit on, I guess it's, like, unstoppable. I got to feel, like, unstoppable. So that's a big shirt that I had came out with, and it's super dope. So
that is super dope. That is super dope. I can't wait. You talked about Chris Jones a little bit and how you were learning from him and practicing. That's the thing about growing your game. The better you get, the more little stuff you're going to steal from other people. Yeah. Just understand that. If you think you got all the answers and all the moves, they're going to start stopping your behind and you ain't going to be able to do nothing. Like, well, I done stole from Charles Woodson, Dion, Revis, Tlaib, Cromartie. A lot of people, a lot of guys, great corners. I mean, I just stole from some practice squad guys. You know, if the tech look right, if I feel like the move that they're using, the footwork that they're using can help me, then baby, I ain't got no pride about it. Like, hey, let me throw that in my bag, brother. Exactly. I appreciate you. Like, just continue to evolve. If you got any questions for me, anything you want to talk about, we got time to talk. I've been asking all the questions. I'm going to leave it up to you if you got something.
Nah. I ain't got too many questions, man. I'm just honored to be on this show and just have a conversation with you and just have fun. That's about it.
All right, well, I appreciate that. Y'all got some tough games coming up, boy. Y'all get these ones down. Hey, we talking about a whole different deal.
Yeah, and that's the big thing, man. Like, playing in the NFL, every single body is good. But when you get these games with these good teams and these good Super Bowl caliber teams, man, it's a test of time to see what you really have on your team. And I just, that's the biggest thing. Like, and I feel like we got a Super Bowl caliber team. We got a playoff caliber team. And it just is a great opportunity to test and see that me just talking about it come into fruition for what I really believe.
Well, tell me about what makes, because Sauce and Reed, boy, I'll be over here making rap songs about Sauce and Reed. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, these boys passing on Sauce and Reed, you might need to put down the weed. Throwing it on Sauce and Reed. Like, come on now. We ain't going crazy around here. But tell me what makes them special.
Bro, they are unbelievable to me. Just because, like, it's so funny because, like, every time the ball going in the air, it's like, if I don't get a sack or we don't get a sack, it's like, okay, we going to be good, child. So when the ball going in the air, it's like, if it's going to DJ Reed or Sauce, it's like, all right, it's going to be an incomplete pass. And then when the incomplete pass happens, it's like, all right, bet. Let's settle down. Let's get our pad level low. Let's rush quick and let rush faster and stuff like that. But having those two guys, man, and especially these unbelievable, especially Sauce. I can speak on Sauce because DJ Reed is definitely a vet, definitely experienced, definitely know a lot of stuff. And he played at Seattle, man, under a great head coach, a great defensive head coach, and know different things like that. But Sauce is an unbelievable rookie, bro. He do stuff that be like, oh, my goodness, like, did Cincinnati teach you that? Like, who taught you that? Like, different stuff like that. But, like, he listens so much, bro. He all the rookies, like Jermaine Johnson and Mike Clemens and all those guys on the defensive side, man, just unbelievable rookies that's willing to listen, willing to learn, willing to take that extra step and to learn different more and see how they can get their game better and see what they can do. And they do some unbelievable stuff. Like, I tell them too, especially Jermaine Johnson and Mike Clemens and Sauce, like, yo, my rookie, I struggled my rookie year. Like I went to a great school like Alabama and stuff, but I struggled. I had like 2 sacks, 20 tackles my whole entire rookie years. Like, it just, everything didn't click for me. It's like, for you guys, it is clicking. Like, so you guys keep doing what you're doing and like learn more. And the more experience you guys go on, you guys going to be unstoppable, bro. And I tell Sauce that, like, yo, you is unbelievable as a rookie. Like,
it is
the real deal. Like, but he has a lot of growing, man. He's willing to learn each and every day. And DJ Reed is a guy who teaches him different stuff each and every day. And just having that back end, that veteran back end, that veteran. We got LaMarcus Joyner, who's a veteran guy who knows different stuff like that. And those guys just pour into Sauce and Sauce like Azor, each and every one of them, man, just making them unbelievable group.
And I'm sure they appreciate having you. You know, I mean, that helps your growth. You know, have good veterans that can teach you things that you don't know, can give you the knowledge that you don't know, can help you learn from the things that they didn't know early on. You know what I mean? Like, you helping their growth tremendously, and I'm sure they appreciate it.
I hope so.
No, they do. They try to put it on tape for you, you know, try to get you to your first playoff game.
Definitely.
Yeah. Well, I wish you all the luck in the world, man. I'm so grateful to be a part. I'll see y'all on the 22nd, I think we got y'all Thursday night game against Jacksonville. I'm going to come on the field and see what you're talking about.
All right. Thank you, bro. Thanks for having me.
Anytime, brother. Good seeing you.
All right. I'll get to you, too.
Volume.
Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.